have the special honor today to have the shoes of Beis Din. Dein Patra Shlita, present here today, who always makes himself available to answer my shailas and to give advice and encouragement. Say a few words, l'chvoyit ha-Torah, and l'chvoyit ha-Kol ha-Kodesh Hazeh.
When you go to learn, you have to know that after Now against me is good only now. And then you will be zoche to toilet. Ah, before Bishas is a toilet, you can say, you have to know there's only Atu, and then you will learn. And here the toilet that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this form, in Kol HaDoros, there must be a Moshe who is in charge to give the Torah. So every door has its own Moshe, every community has its own Moshe. And through Moshe, there's Torah. You here, I have also Moshe, the over here, I know very well, at Talmud Kochem, and El Haid, about me the spirits. I crack the Kula Bay. I am a real Tamsuha, a real Rachid, I am a rook. So we have the real Moshe, the right man, and in the right place also, I'm looking to the learner, you want to learn, or you have the right man to learn, so you have every opportunity to succeed. So at the same time also, we have to praise and give the shkoyach for the Nagmunim for the Sevator. Unfortunately, I don't have the names, but you know who they are. So, a shkoyach for them, for the Sevator. And again, the only thing I can give the bruchah, the episode had, take it, no matzuchah, take it, learn, and steig and learn, and then I'm kind of the chum, and I'm reading, and I'm standing on the cinema, so I'm not going to read, and I'm not going to read, and I'm going to read, and I'm
our faith in may the brochus be McQueen. Let's go straight on to our guest speaker, Rav Chaim Halpern Schlitter, one of our dayonim, but known equally well for his mesirus nefesh, for the young couples and the young grown-ups of the whole of the area, who all of the three families, Leibovich, Rosenfelder, and Weiss, or all have a shaychus, a significant shaychus, and therefore it was both our choice and their choice, and most of all a great kavod for us that Reb Chaim Halpern has given us his precious time to come and speak to us today, lechvod Matnas Sefer Torah.
I'd like to make it short and sweet. Vayhi mimachros, the day after Yom Kippur, two special events happened. The first event, the Parshas Yisroel, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpoit Esho'om. Moshe Rabbeinu set down the principles of Mishpot, Dayunim, Botedin, to be done Mishpot Tzedek Beinodom Nachaveiroi. Another thing happened in Mochras Yom Kippur. Vayakel Moshe Koladas, and he taught them Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Mishkon, Beis HaMikdosh, on the same day. Now, the busy time that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and Moshe Rabbeinu was also Yisrael Elikim, to be able to teach Mishpot, and at the same time Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Mishkon, why did he have to cram it in one day? I think Moshe Rabbeinu taught us a very important lesson. He brought down on Yom Kippur the Luchos Shniyos, the second Luchos. The Luchos are called in the Parsha of Rivka and Yitzchak. By the marriage of Rivka and Yitzchak, Eliezer gave Rivka a present. The Tachshit is called Mitzimudim. Rashi says, to the Luchos, which were Tzemudos, connected. The Al-Sheikh HaKodesh explains, the Luchos has two parts to it. The first part is the Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, Onoichi Hashem Elekeichel, and then Shabbos. Kibud Avim is also Hukesh Kvoidom L'Kvoid HaMokoyim. The second part is the Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, L'Signoi, L'Sirzach, we can't have one without the other. There are some people who are very, very special in Benodah Machaveiroi. They're good people. They're Erlich. Their word is a word. They're honest. But when it comes to Benodah Lamokoim, their Munah and Hashem, it's weak. And you get people who may be very strong in their Munah, they daven, everything. But they are unfortunately not honest people. They ask, the Torah taught us, there's no half measure. It's the Shnei Luchos Metzimodos. Bein Odom L'Mokoyim, Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down with the Luchos, Vahi Mimachros, Vayeshe Moshe Lishpoit Esom, the Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, and at the same time, Vayakra Moshe Shabbos Kodesh, and Mikdosh, which is, symbolizes the base Tefillah, Bein Odom L'Mokoyim. They go together. You notice the interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu, yesterday in the Avodah, when he said vidui, three times the Kohen Gadol oimed be'eimo lifnei keil elyoi, and he said the words of vidui, and he says tosi or visi poshati or chotu over poshi, kapeno la'avoinois v'lapshoim, and then we repeat kakosiv besoiras Moshe avdechu, three times. Kakosiv b'soiras Moshe Avdecho mepich v'edecho kivayoyim azei kapalech. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to mention that it's written in the Torah of Moshe? We all know who wrote the Torah, and we all know where the pasuk kivayoyim azei, and bechlal, who is he talking to? He's talking to Rabbeinu Shleilim. He's saying Rabbeinu Shleilim be moichel the averus, like it's written in the Torah of Moshe, your servant. Why do you have to mention Moshe bechlal? Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Chet HaEgel, which started off the process of the Kapura of Yom Kippur, there actually happened two Chatoim. We only know and we realize one. The Egel is, of course, a Bein Odom L'Mokoyim problem. They worship tonight. But there is a tremendous Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi problem, which we don't sometimes realize. Think of it, Moshe Rabbeinu brought Klal Yisrael onto the highest level, Matan Torah. He brought them to a Madrega Gedoyla. This is his nation. He was the shepherd to the sheep. He brought them up to a high level. And he tells them he's coming down in 40 days. And Vayah Om Kivoshesh Moshe. And as soon as they see Moshe Bein is not here, is the Kim Asedon Elohim. Kizeh Moshe Ish Lo Yedanem Ahoyeloi. Can you imagine for a moment the feeling of Moshe Rabbeinu when the nation, the Amisor, speak like that about him? Just think of the Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, the personal attack on Moshe Rabbeinu. Who are you taking for a substitute for Moshe Rabbeinu? Aaron HaKohen? No. Nachshon Ben Amminadav? No. Taking an eagle? With all the cheshbonos, what the eagle was. Can you imagine the hurt, the feeling of Moshe Rabbeinu at that time? And Rabbi Hashem says to him, Moshe, Heref mimenu v'ashmidem v'etza oischol agoy godol. You will be the continuity of Am Yisrael. That was the Rotzen Hashem. And if that would have happened, maybe it would have been wonderful. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, tiso chatosim v'mayin mecheinin o mesifrcho. With all the hurt, and with all the pain that Klal Yisrael did to him personally, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Am Yisrael to exist, Mechenin or Mesifchav, otherwise I have no life. I don't want to exist anymore. This is called in Chazal Ma Ve'al Midoiso. V'zois Abruch HaShaberach Moshe Yisrael Ekim Es B'nei Yisrael Efnei Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu die if he didn't go to Eretz Yisrael? Who was to blame? Shteit in Posseg Vais Abba Hashem Bi Lemanchem. Klal Yisrael was to blame. And Moshe Rabbeinu did have no ill feeling. To be moichel, this is the peak of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi Madrega. Hamavi amidoisav mavirin kol pshov. So the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur stood by the vitrine and says, "Boy, nishloim kafenu lachatuim, v'lavoy nois v'lapshoim." Kakusi b'soiras Moshe avdecho. This is the servant of Hashem. He was masked the schis of Moshe, who asked and begged and pleaded for Am Yisrael, although there was a personal pain. He was mavi amidoisav. He davened for Am Yisrael because this is Moshe Rabbeinu. The tikkun of Chet Eivah was a tikkun in Beinodom Lemukhrim and Beinodom Lechaveirim. This is the Shnei Lichos Metzimudim, Bahimi Mokras. And how appropriate it is to bring a Sefer Torah, the remes of having two Atze Chayim, two sides, this is the two Luchos, Dugma, Beinodom Lechaveirim, Beinodom Lemukhrim. The Menadvim of the Sefer Torah, Reb Gabriel, Reb Shimon, Reb Yoni, the three families, three wonderful Balbatim, all of them specialize in their middos, in their tremendous middos, doing for others, Benodom Lechaveiroi, and their dveikus in Benodom Lemokhoim, the way they treat Torah, Kovod HaTorah, Tefillah. So it's correct and appropriate, on the right time, on the right day, and as the Rav Shlita mentioned, the right place, to bring in the Sefer Torah, the Shnei Luchos Vahim Mochros, which is a combination of the Benodom Lechaveiroi and Benodom Lemokhoim. And my brocha to you all is Yishu B'zoiche, the Benadvim of the Sefer Torah, and their families, Heim and Sheim, Uvneim and Vneseim, should always be Matzliach in their Avodas HaKodesh, in everything they do. Hashem should give them brocha, Ba'atzlocha, B'chol Ma'asi Yedeyem. And a brocha to the Rav Shlita, שבריחת יומים למען יערך יומים הממלכת ישבב צלי בקהילה מתוך נחס נחול הסדת ישב נחס of you and you should have נחס from him a rope who gives himself away for the killer you should have הצלוח and everything he does and to call הכל הקריד יש לזה ושבי זויכה to הגמר חצי בטוי ולהגות כבן שתיו תאריך הסיומי בשולם טוי וסול בזויכה בקורב תביני בית המקדוש במהירו בימינו עומד
If I can just keep you for another couple of minutes, the staff can sit down with Chaim Halpern. Shlita has to leave, he's got a Daf Yomi to give. I know you haven't heard me giving many Joshes recently, I won't keep you for long. Just one sense of gratitude to the Menadvim. As Reb Chaim mentioned, certainly. Ahimi Mochoros, certainly Mimochoros Yom HaKippurim, according to Rashi, Matan Torah, the Luchas Shnias, that was Mimochoros Yom Kippur, and this is certainly a time when we finished yesterday, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecho V'Noshuvo, Chadei Shomeinu Kekedem, and we continue today with Kilekach Toiv Nosati Lochem, and Rochel Dalchei Noyam, of these three brothers-in-law who have got together and pooled their efforts together very much, the Drochel Dalchi Noam, in a joint effort. The three families, Leibovitz, Rosenfelder, and Weiss, who despite their growing financial commitments to their own households, have made the most praiseworthy and generous display of Toivli Torah Ticho, given away, as Shlomo HaMelech says, Shlach lachmecho al pnei amoyim ki beroiv hayomim timseno. Why shlach lachmecho and not shlach kaspecho? Why your bread? It means your money. Maybe one can explain that the remez over here is that shlach lachmecho, sometimes the money that you have is extra money. Money that you don't need. So it's begeder kaspecho, your money. But sometimes you feel that it's shlach lachmecho. It's the very money you feel. You feel the pinch. You feel that this money is coming out of your pocket and maybe you could have done something else with it. There Shlomo HaMelech, don't worry. Ki beroiv hayomim timtzeno. That money will come back. And may I give on this special day, my bracha to the menadvim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should repay you. The kefel kiflayim kegmuluchem atoiv. Both in Gashmias, but even more so, Yirotzein Shabbeschal Zois Layomu Shatoiro Mipichem V'loy Mipi Zarachem V'loy Mipi Zera Zarachem Me'ato V'yadoilo. I also want to mention the Toiv, that your homes, respective homes, Rosenfelder, Weiss, and Leibovitz, the homes that you come from, I've known for some time. And this medava, this ability to give, this chinuch, is something that you have received from your homes. And certainly, may your parents be much nachas from you, both families, Rosenfelder and Weiss, and Mrs. Leibovitz too, who is the head of all three families. She is a parent of all three units. We give together, both the husband and the wife, with the hachlota together, to give of their money. May she, may all the parents see much nachas from their tzetzoy. At the same time, I wish to point out, as I'm sure, that others will follow suit from this wonderful example, and in all areas of Tzorchei Tzibur, which is an enormous chus, that we will all take a cue and take our example from this wonderful act of these three mishpachas together. Because the chus of the Tzibur is when a person has the chus of the Tzibur totally in them, then this is truly a chus that one can take, and this is something which has a special shmira. I want to mention that Rav Kupa Shlita is not well enough to be with us, but he should certainly be mentioned, that he's very much with us in thought, and we wish him a refuah shleima. No event such as this should go without him being mentioned and remembered and being very much part of this occasion. I'd like to thank, give a special vote of thanks to those who worked behind the scenes to prepare the shul, to change the process and everything, and the mantle of the Sifrei Torah, and to arrange that everything should go smoothly. They as well, she is Baruch Hu min Hashomayim. And may we be zoicha, as the Rav Shlita gave us the bracha, may we be zoicha, that we go Michael El Choyo, the kiss that we gave to the Sefer Torah, we're kissing the Sefer Torah, hello, not Chas V'Shalom, kissing the Sefer Torah goodbye, to put it in the Oran, the Sefer Torah is there to be used, and Mitzvah Shem will be used, and learned from, and learned from, that we may go Mitzvah Shem, Lahadil Torah Ladir, Michael El Choyo, Amen, Kei Nihi Rotzeh. Now there'll be mitzvah now.